Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dishing you the best in entertainment and celebrity journalism, darling, and one shady story at a time. And of course, we got our girl Eva Marcille filling in for Portia while she's out on maternity leave. Give it up for Eva!
Hello.
All right, let's get this party started on a Wednesday night. Yeah. Put three syllables in that Wednesday. Anyway, y'all, we got to check in with our favorite dynamic duo, Heidi and Frank on the West Coast. What's up?
What's up,
Brad? Hey, hey!
All right, later, could Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes be headed for Splitsville? And it looks like Irina Shayk may have shaded Lady Gaga. But first, Heidi, what you got up, girl?
Well, I'll tell you what, this Jordan Woods, Tristan Thompson, Khloe Kardashian triangle is just getting juicier and juicier by the day. And it looks like Jordan's ready to risk it all. And I'm going to explain that risk
again?
In a second. She's willing to risk it all and spill the tea on what happened. I guess yesterday, Jordan posted a dramatic video to her Instagram while she was on the set of Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk. And it was uneventful.
Take a look. No.
Nice nursing shoes.
I've seen better entries on the People's Court.
The little, I like the little black dress with the dad New Balance clean white tennis shoes. It'll be a weird combination. Now, see, here's the problem with this. It's not my, depending on what she says, it may not be good because she signed a non-disclosure agreement with the Kardashian family. So if she talks,
what do they have to hide?
If she talks, this could cost her seven figures, which
but
I'm
Heidi.
Not.
Yeah. Is this, I mean, she has an NDA with the Kardashian family,
right.
But we're talking about what happened at a party with Tristan Thompson.
Right.
So
that's
does
right.
that like kind of, does that fall under it or is it, you know?
I see what you're saying.
She got to mention not now one Kardashian. She no. not going to break that agreement.
So does that mean she cannot go on this podcast, the Red Table? She can't do that because she's already said, I mean, what we know is that she was really, really drunk that night and that he made the move on her. She hasn't said an apology.
See what you ladies think, because Jordan is taking zero responsibility. Here's what she says happened. She claims that Tristan leaned over and kissed her. Now, rumor has it the Kardashian family's pissed and upset that she hasn't even delivered a proper apology. But if your best friend came to you and said, I didn't do anything, your man kissed me, would you accept that apology? Because for me, if he starts to lean, if he's leaning in, you think he's going to whisper something because you're in a club
right.
and it's loud, and then he kind of goes to your lips, you pull back, what are you doing?
But he did kiss you.
What are you doing? And immediately I would go, what
fast.
Are you doing?
But remember,
would,
she was drunk too, right?
Right. Well, your response time be a little slow sometimes.
Exactly.
So
what
about NDA? Did they have sex? Because if it was no loud, why was she that?
Non-disclosure agreement, Gary.
Oh, Gary signs goodness. Different agreements.
Yeah, because I didn't know.
He never signed that one. Well, Khloe Kardashian isn't the only one reeling from a breakup. Ryan Seacrest has broken up with his girlfriend of 3 years, a 26-year-old model named Shayna Taylor. Now, the couple dated briefly in 2013, then parted ways, then decided maybe they could give it another try later on. But it looks like the second try didn't work either.
Seacrest. Out.
Seacrest,
you think
out
he
again.
Says, you think he says that when he's breaking up? Hey, man, you know, look, it's not you, it's me. Seacrest out.
Yeah.
he just leaves.
Ryan's 44 years old. The girl is 26.
That
they
might
started
be the problem.
Dating.
I deserve a slow cat.
Seriously,
Ryan Seacrest.
At 23.
Yeah.
He may need a more mature woman.
Well, a source close to the couple told People magazine it was an amicable split, and they're still really close.
Sure, they're the best of friends.
No one has an amicable split.
Nobody. Nobody.
And he seems to have relationships that are like about 3 years long. Like he'll have.
He treats women like car leases.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
When they lose that new girlfriend smell, he trades them in.
Or is it one of those arrangements where it's like, okay, you're going to sign a contract, you're going to be my girlfriend for 3 years, and then, you know, you can go out and live your life and do whatever you want. I mean, there's a lot of that in Hollywood.
It ain't none of that. Ryan needs to go on Sunset Boulevard and get him a piece and call it a day, honey.
Oh, is right. He part of the surprise?
A piece of what?
A child, please, honey.
I don't want Gundam, but he might have a child with.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, this story right here made my day. Word to Technotronic. Don't go to comeback, but singer Solange Knowles might be ready to bless the airways real soon. Now, the singer sent fans into a mad frenzy after launching a page on blackplanet.com. Of all places.
So here for it.
Yeah, giving everyone a taste of what she has in store. Let me tell you, it looked like she ready to do something strange for a piece of that change. Know what I mean? Now, Solange Reese photos of her on a stripper pole showing off its own physique, flexibility, and it looked like she is ready to risk it all.
Man.
That's my dream, honey, to get in a position just like that. I love it. I've been wanting to be like that for so long. She did it.
Yeah.
Oh, and
Gary,
I'm gonna get there.
It starts with yoga.
Gary.
We get
yoga.
Your flexibility up. That could be you.
Oh.
Gary, you can't even kick your leg up higher than your other knee.
I know that, but Brad, that's all right, though, baby. I'm going to call this girl,
honey. Start with stretching, Gary. Just stretching. Start with stretching every morning
something.
And every night.
Yeah.
Now, of course, now, I like the photos a lot, but it's a kind of a different look than what we're seeing Solange kind of give to us. She's usually covered up, you know, but I'm not mad at stripper Solange. Sometimes you got to, you know, reinvent the product.
Solange continues to remind us that she is extremely multifaceted. She's a writer, she's a performer, she's an art director, she is
she's
an acrobat,
woman.
As we can see. Mm-hmm. I mean, she can do it all. This pole is so lucky.
She's beyond the pole, honey. And you know what? And she's letting everybody know that, honey, baby, Miss Beyonce ain't nothing, honey. She's much limber than Beyonce. Beyonce's a stiff fish.
Beyonce is not a stiff fish, baby.
She can't do that.
Well, you don't know now. You don't know. You know, this is just Solange's alter ego, like Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
There you go.
Okay, I got some tasty tea for y'all. Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, model Irina Shayk, should have gotten the Best Actress Award for the congratulatory hug she gave Lady Gaga at the Oscars after she won Best Original Song for Shallow. Yes, darling, it seems as though the model unfollowed Gaga on Instagram prior to the awards ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Now y'all people are speculating that Irina unfollowed Gaga because of the obvious flirting she's been doing with my boyfriend, besides The Rock, Bradley Cooper, and all the talk that has surrounded the co-stars' affection towards each other. But a source says that the stories about Irina being sick of Gaga have some truth to them. It's not that she dislikes Gaga or is jealous of her, but she's sick of the constant stories about her close relationship to Bradley. So what y'all think?
I think it's tacky, Lady Gaga. I like Lady Gaga, but she doing some tacky stuff. You don't sit there, baby, all the time. She kissing on that damn man, honey, and looking up in his eyes, honey, like she's trying to see another damn country. First of all, honey, I wouldn't be around this tramp. Because
they
honey,
have
you don't
to
know,
work, Gary. They did a movie together.
Yeah.
They worked together, and it was a great movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I promise you, it would never be Keisha.
Because Keisha would show her ass, and they wouldn't have won no award because Keisha would have turned the place out and threw drinks on everybody.
Nah.
No.
I actually agree with Gary for one of the first times. See, I think it is very inappropriate. I mean, he's a handsome man. And when you're an actor, a lot of times you have, you know, love scenes. You have significant others that you play across. There's a line that you have to draw.
I can feel Lady Gaga's love for him.
You can see the second like, she fell in love.
I can feel it. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
I saw her falling.
Yeah, like she leaned in like for like 2 seconds, like she was gonna go for it.
Yes,
oh, man.
And Miss Shayk probably feeling the same kind of way because she got babies. Gaga don't have no children.
Well, she got pregnant on that night after they finished playing that little song. She was pregnant.
And she broke up with
her
boyfriend.
We all pregnant.
Right.
We all got pregnant after that.
Babies in utero.
All right, coming up, honey, find out what pop singer got called out by her father for being pornographic, honey. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, head crack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, this story right here made my day. Word to Technotronic. Don't go to come back. The singer Solange Knowles might be ready to bless the airways real soon. Now, the singer sent fans into a mad frenzy after launching a page on blackplanet.com. Of all places.
So here for it.
Yeah, giving everyone a taste of what she has in store. Let me tell you, it looked like she ready to do something strange for a piece of that change. Know what I mean? Now, Solange Reese photos of her on a stripper pole showing off her tone, physique, flexibility, and it looked like she is ready to risk it all.
Mm. Man.
That's my dream, honey, to get in a position just like that. I love it. No, bitch, I love that. I've been wanting to be like that for so long.
Starts with yoga.
Gary,
we get
yoga.
Your flexibility up, that could be you.
Oh.
Gary, you can't even kick your leg up higher than your other knee.
I know that, but Brad, that's all right, though, baby. I'm going to call
this
girl,
start with
honey.
Stretching, Gary. Just stretching. Start with stretching every
start
morning
something.
And every night.
Yeah.
Now, of course, now, I like the photos a lot, but it's a kind of a different look than what we're seeing Solange kind of give to us. She's usually covered up, you know, but I'm not mad at stripper Solange. Sometimes mm-hmm. you got to reinvent the product.
Solange continues to remind us that she is extremely multifaceted. She's a writer, she's a performer, she's an art director, she is
she's
an acrobat,
woman.
As we can see. She can do it all. This pole is so lucky.
She's beyond the pole, honey. And you know what? And she's letting everybody know that, honey, baby, Miss Beyonce ain't nothing, honey. She's much limber than Beyonce. Beyonce's a stiff fish.
Beyonce is not a stiff fish, baby.
She can't do that.
Well, you don't be know surprised. Now. You don't so know. You know, this is just Solange's alter ego, like Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
There you go.
Okay, I got some tasty tea for y'all. Bradley Cooper's girlfriend, model Irina Shayk, should have gotten the Best Actress Award for the congratulatory hug she gave Lady Gaga at the Oscars after she won Best Original Song for Shallow. Yes, darling, it seems as though the model unfollowed Gaga on Instagram prior to the awards ceremony.
Oh, wow.
Now, y'all, people are speculating that Irina unfollowed Gaga because of the obvious flirting she's been doing with my boyfriend, besides The Rock, Bradley Cooper, and all the talk that has surrounded the co-stars' affection towards each other. But a source says that the stories about Irina being sick of Gaga have some truth to them. It's not that she dislikes Gaga or is jealous of her, but she's sick of the constant stories about her close relationship to Bradley. So what y'all think?
I think it's tacky of Lady Gaga. I like Lady Gaga, but she doing some tacky stuff. You don't sit there, baby, all the time she kissing on that damn man, honey, and looking up in his eyes, honey, like she's trying to see another damn country. First of all, honey, I wouldn't be around this tramp. Because
they have
you don't
to
know,
work, Gary. They did a movie together.
Yeah.
They worked together, and it was a great movie.
Yeah, yeah. I promise you, it would never be Keisha.
Because Keisha would show her ass, and
they
wouldn't have won no award because Keisha would have turned the place out and threw drinks on everybody.
Nah.
No.
I actually agree with Gary for one of the first times. See, I think it is very inappropriate. I mean, he's a handsome man. And when you're an actor, a lot of times you have, you know, love scenes, you have significant others that you play across. There's a line that you have to draw.
But I can feel Lady Gaga's love for him.
You can see the second she fell in love.
I can feel it. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, my God.
You saw her falling.
Yeah, like, she leaned in, like, for, like, 2 seconds, like she was going to go for it.
Yes,
oh, man.
And Miss Shayk probably feeling the same kind of way because she got babies. Gaga don't have no children.
Well, she got pregnant on that night after they finished playing that little song. She was pregnant.
And she broke up with
we
her
all pregnant.
Right.
We all got pregnant after that.
Babies in utero.
All right, coming up, honey, find out what pop singer got called out by her father for being pornographic, honey. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Man, talk about tough love. Singer BB Rex's father is not happy with the singer posting racy photographs online of herself. Now, the singer took to Instagram story to share screenshots of the message she received from her father. He wrote, "You better stop posting stupid pornography because you make me sick. I can't take this anymore. Embarrassed to go in public everywhere I can go. I'm very upset with you. I can't believe it."
Oh.
She is a grown woman, but she should give herself a certain level of respect because some of these pictures are a bit much.
Well, as lovely as this may sound, fans were not too happy about the text and began criticizing BB's dad for his comments to his daughter. But like a true knight, the singer came to her father's defense and asked the fans to stop attacking her dad online. He's a great dad and apologized for posting the text.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Because if you think about it, she's the one that posted the text. Mm. So had she never posted, he didn't put this on social media. Under the picture, he sent a text to his daughter and said, "Hey, stop posting stuff like this." And she chose to tell the world.
And if I would have saw that post, I would have like actually probably clapped at her dad too, because I appreciate what BB Rex is out here doing on the internet.
If that was your daughter and you're scrolling through your Instagram and you look up and see a nice rotund melanated booty with a G-string in it, how would you feel?
I'd probably say, "You better stop posting stupid pornography because you make me sick. I can't take this anymore. I'm embarrassed to go." Like, I would have reacted the same way he did if I had a daughter. So I get it, but thank you, BB.
But she's a grown-ass woman as well.
That's right.
That ass is grown. Have you seen that?
It is,
that?
But when you're a parent, that's always your baby.
Like, Gary, when your mom sees your bikini pics that you like to take and post on social media, what does she say?
Child.
Believe it or not, she don't say nothing to me, though. I'm sure she says something, but she never says anything to me. So, you know, and sometimes I feel embarrassed about it, but hell, that's me.
Is it word on the street is it drove her to drinking?
What?
Word on the street is it drove your mother to drinking.
Oh! I think she posted this so people could not like what her dad said and make him apologize. And that's what happened.
And she basically said, "Dad, how dare you talk to me like that? I'm showing my ass. I'm trying to get a man."
This is how you do it.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the prettiest of them all? The LED Bluetooth vanity mirror may have all the answers, y'all. And it's all in one mirror that is perfect for putting on your makeup or doing your hair while enjoying your favorite songs. The double-sided mirror rotates 360 degrees, and it has a chrome finish, and it is cordless, y'all, so you can easily transfer from room to room.
Now, what? This is nice, honey. I can look in there and just sing to myself, "Touch me in the morning."
You sure can, Gary. And you know what else is cool about this? It has a built-in light surrounding the mirror, so you can easily put on your makeup and groom your eyebrows with the illuminated light that will help you see every detail. And the magnification on the mirror is perfecto.
Yo, Brad, I know the perfect person I want to buy this for. How much is it?
Well, y'all better watch out, guys, because usually the Vivintar Bluetooth speaker mirror will cost you $90. Ooh. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$27. Oh, $27.
Yes, just go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, honey, find out how this woman was scammed out of her $260. Now, we'll have more after the break, honey, so be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation!
What's up?
Now, a woman from the UK was heated, y'all, and I mean heated because she was scammed, and she called the police to let them know that she was scammed. And get this, her drug dealer scammed her because she was sold brown sugar instead of cocaine that she really wanted. Like
what?
Lucky for her, she didn't go to the police station to report this crime in person, but the police were nice enough to tell her to be wary of scam artists out there. She actually paid $260 for that brown sugar.
If it was brown sugar, I don't know how she mistaked that for coke, because the last time I saw coke on television, it was white.
It's white.
Yeah.
She probably didn't get the baggy, like, in the open. He probably slipped it in a brown bag or something, or like in something that was covered. Because like anybody who just sees it straight off the rib would be like, "Yo, this is brown. They ain't doing brown coke."
That's that good, good. That's that special grade.
But have y'all ever been scammed before? Like, not say for drugs, but just in general?
Now, I was with some people that got scammed. I didn't get scammed. Remember back in the day when people used to put rocks in TV boxes?
Yeah.
And you thought you were buying a damn TV?
You...
Bricks, honey. But that was some friends of mine, not me, though.
Shut up. But that's why you don't have a TV.
That's why I don't have those big
TVs. So you had that
TVs
speaker,
no
not the TV.
Uh-huh.
You end up watching Rocky.
Okay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.